Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! You know, I just had this really great conversation that I wanted to bring to the show. That we have all been in this situation, on both sides of the situation, when somebody's just being quiet and somebody's just chilling, and the other person somehow in their head takes it from, because we're all, most of us, 99% of us, are at heart, we're at some, on some level, really insecure.
Yes.
Yep. and somehow when somebody else is being quiet, that it somehow becomes about us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about us at all.
No, but because they're being quiet.
Because we're insecure and also on some level narcissistic.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you don't want to be.
We all do it.
You want to be a good person. Exactly. You want to be giving. You want to be kind. You want to be gracious. All of those things that, you know, people want on their tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All the things that you want them to say about you when you're gone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Most of us want to be that way, but we're not. And so it was just funny that yesterday, there were a couple of times, and Kayla was just quiet yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with it at all. It was fine. But I probably asked Kayla off the air three different times, hey, everything all right? You're kind of quiet over there. And she's like, yes.
I'm fine. I'm just being quiet.
It was cloudy out.
Yeah.
It was a blanket and a warm cup of cocoa kind of day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or at least in the morning, it definitely was. And it was, you know, and so, and then I told her, I said, what was funny was there was at least three other times that I was about to go, hey, you all right? And then I was like, no, leave her. You know what? If you leave her alone, she'll be just fine.
Yeah. We go through this in my house all the time because my fiance really wants to make sure that I'm okay. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Are you mad? I go, no, right. I'm just sitting here. Like,
that's where you can't go. And that's as you go along and you get, you know, you grow up, really. That's one of the things that you do learn, or at least I hope you learn, or at least that's what I learned,
mm-hmm.
was that you can't go from, just because they're not happy does not mean they're mad. Because
mm-hmm.
None of us are that way.
No.
Are you mad? Well, maybe. I mean,
I'm getting mad by this conversation.
Now, I've been, right? Yeah, the more you ask me, am I upset? What's wrong with me? You know, I'll tell you what's wrong with me. You're bugging the hell out of me.
Exactly.
Right now.
Exactly. So
it's
funny.
Just funny. Are you okay today,
though? Oh, yeah. I'm great.
I just wanted to make sure. No, it was just funny that we had this covered. Because I came in and I'm like, hey, it's really great to see you. Everything good? Everything? And I said, I need to tell you something. yesterday was just, it was too much.
Well, I'm sorry. I was so quiet. It was irritating.
It wasn't. You know what? Better that than having the people around you go, oh, God, she's in a mood again.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Justin Bieber's teamed up with a pot company in California.
Oh. The
company's called Palms. They're launching a line of pre-rolled joints. I didn't know. Did they come in? Why wouldn't they make them like cigarettes and put them in a pack like that?
I don't know.
I don't take the pot, so, you know.
Well, I know when you go to the store, like, you can buy a lot of those tubes.
I did that for Maddie. Sorry.
It's funny. Sorry. You can buy, like, the tubes that have.
Like a cigar.
Well, you can buy the tubes and they'll have the pre-rolled ones in there. There'll be mm-hmm. multiple ones in there.
Sure.
But I've never seen them like in a pack form.
Peaches Pre-Rolls by Palm, a nod to Justin Bieber's song Peaches, which includes the famous line, I get my peaches out in Georgia, and as it is on this radio station, I get my from California.
It's fitting.
like people do. You probably never noticed it before. You probably just sang the word when you're singing in your car and whatnot, and now you'll notice it every time. Each purchase now includes a decorative box and lighter. Profits are going to two pot-related charities, one that advocates for criminal justice reform for people with cannabis convictions, and another that wants to expand medicinal cannabis for veterans.
Oh, great program.
I don't hate that. Pot has been very, very good to Justin and his mental health, and he hopes to destigmatize it. Is it still stigmatized?
In certain states it is, yes, absolutely. I know that in Florida, at least my friends feel like shamed because they were like super excited about coming to Nevada. And when we went to Colorado last year, because like it's
funny to me.
Yeah, they were like, this is amazing. I'm like, yeah, this is what it is.
And you can call them and yell at me all you want. I'll just say to me, it's like to me, it's like alcohol.
Yeah.
To me, it's like alcohol. It's just, you know,
it's like a certain type of alcohol for me, honestly, because like I don't drink certain things. So like I don't smoke weed, but I have plenty of friends that smoke weed. Doesn't bother me.
And it's not like I wouldn't. It's just, I don't know. It's not. And it's too hard. you mean I gotta go somewhere and get it? All right. If you just bring it to me, maybe. And so he said weed was something I felt people tried to make me feel bad for enjoying, but now I found a place in my life for weed products. It's been beneficial in my human experience. Now, here's where the brilliance comes in. And this one's for free. Do we have the right music? Oh, you know what? We could use this music. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another Chet Buchanan Show free marketing idea. Don't you laugh, Maddie. This is legit. But now, overshadowed by this, I don't know if you heard, but the Jonas Brothers have come out with Rob's Backstage Popcorn. It's a secret recipe from the dad of the Jonas Brothers' former bass player. He would make, it's not unlike kettle corn. It's sweet and it's...
It's gonna go off on us like all this.
Off in a few seconds.
Yeah, like no one will hear this if you're listening in the car typically. But
this
then,
part.
Yeah, but if you're listening on the Odyssey app, they will still hear us on the Odyssey app.
I'm gonna take a sip of coffee while that thing's going off. Then, and I hope the timing is right. We're kind of late to a break, so I hope it goes okay.
Colombian roast. I can hear it.
Right after the weed story, Colombian. Huh? Where's your brain? Okay, now may I continue?
Please.
We'll see. So anyway, the dad of their former bass player would bring this popcorn backstage, and then Nick Jonas said, we asked Rob, the former bass player, would it be okay if we launched this? Like if we packaged it and sold it and gave the experience to our fans? And he said, let's do it. I can't imagine not the least of, you know, their great things would be, you know, like they could make money off it.
Yeah.
So... they've started selling it. Did you buy some at the concert?
I did not, no.
I didn't realize it was there.
I didn't see it.
They've expanded it to online. Now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, here's your Chet Buchanan Show free marketing idea. Popcorn is vegan, GMO-free, and gluten-free. You can buy a pack of four for $20. Go to eatrobs.com. That's an unpaid endorsement right there, too. And I'm telling you what. If you don't at least put those next to each other, the Justin Bieber pre-rolled joints, if you don't put it next to the Jonas Brothers popcorn. Or perhaps even make some sort of package deal, there is an opportunity being missed. Thank you.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When there was that Canadian DJ that tweeted something about new Adele music, and I was like, who do you, how do you,
what's your, yeah, legitimacy yeah, with this?
Yeah, how do you become that person that we care about? And I wondered if there was additional smoke that was going to turn into fire.
Mm-hmm.
Officially yesterday released a teaser for a new song, planning a TV special, and apparently is choosing her venue for a Las Vegas residency.
Ah!
How's about that?
So ready for new Adele.
Easy on Me will drop on October 5th. I'm sure I have a clip somewhere and I didn't.
It's an acoustic clip on Instagram. There's no vocals, there's nothing, and it just like starts with paper rustling and then kind of just a like, yeah.
That was that thing that we did last week.
Yeah.
Was it last week?
Yeah, it was last week.
Okay. Well, that's what she posted yesterday.
Fun fact, that's me on the piano.
Oh, good for
you. Fun fact, I didn't know if you knew that. And that's all I know, 12 seconds. It's all I know. The rest of it is somebody else.
That's all they needed for the teaser.
Yeah. I worked very hard on those 12 seconds. So Easy on Me is the song. Plans for the Las Vegas residency, quote, aren't finalized yet. And you know it's real because they spelled finalized not with a Z, but with an S. So you know it's British.
Oh.
You know it's real. You know that came straight from Adele.
It's got to be.
Yeah. Reported the deal has now been in the works for a number of weeks.
Yeah.
Adele, which we had heard those rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Reportedly, they're trying to decide between either the Park Theater at the Park MGM.
Great venue for her.
Or the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace.
Great venue for her. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't choose. How do you choose? Honestly, how do you choose?
I couldn't tell you.
And they're both run by Live Nation, so I don't know what the deal is. They have dates available to hold the concerts in 2022. Adele's team have also been approaching a number of networks and streaming platforms about an original TV special. Like back in the day with Elvis.
Huh.
Oh. I don't know why. That was the only... I was trying to like, who does this? Do we have original TV? Like, what are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know.
An original TV special alongside the release of the album, but talks are still in the exploratory stage.
Is it going to be like the thing that Kacey Musgraves did over Christmas where she did like Kacey Days or something like that? And then she did an entire like, she did a Christmas album, but also did her own songs too. There was like a whole thing. She had a Netflix special on it. Like it was.
I remember that. I didn't watch it. I remember. By the way, fun fact for you on that too. She really was naked on SNL.
She was?
That's what they're saying.
She looked awesome.
No, that's the story. Naked. If you missed it, she was naked with the guitar in front of her and boots like in Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that.
And whoever the lighting guy is or lighting girl is at SNL or lighting person, that person should get paid a boatload of money because they hit her in all the right angles to create that illusion. So good for that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's get to horoscopes now for, what is today, Wednesday?
Wednesday, today, October 6th.
How about that? We'll start with Pisces. This is a fantastic day for you, Pisces. So celebrate. You're the star of the show. and you'll be up on stage more than usual. Pisces, your day is a 10.
Aquarius, people might step on your toes today, but try not to react. Go with the flow. This may be the only way they know how to act, so express your feelings. Your day is a 6.
Sorry, Maddie, we got you. Yeah. Don't worry, you'll be the 10 no matter what.
No doubt.
Scorpio, this is a fantastic day for you too. Assert yourself with confidence and move toward your goals. Your emotions are working harmoniously with your outer directed nature. Scorpio, your day is a 9.
Libra, get off the couch and get into action. Come out of hiding and let others hear what you have to say. Let your emotions shine and don't be concerned about what others think. Your day is an 8.
Love that. Cancer, the energy flows smoothly today. Obstacles seem to have dissolved. There's a great deal of energy at your disposal. Your day's a 9.
Taurus, people will have hot tempers and be very focused on themselves. There's a me-first attitude around. And relations will be much better if you let people have their time in the spotlight. Your day is a 6.
That's interesting. Yeah. Aries, you'll seek extra attention from others, especially when it comes to your needs and emotions. So, Aries, are you the ones that Taurus is talking about?
Maybe.
Give everybody some time. You'll find that many issues work themselves out. Aries, you're looking at 7, but it can be better than that.
Gemini, people will be focused on themselves, leaving you wondering what all the fuss is about. You have a strong desire to express your emotions. Your day is a 7.
True, but or suppress that. It doesn't always work in our favor, Gemini. It just doesn't. Capricorn, Kayla, this is a very opportune day for you. Say hello to the stranger in line or follow through on a tip or comment. Opportunities are there.
Hello, stranger.
I have no idea what that means, but your day is a 9.
Sagittarius.
I mean, I know what it means, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah. Sagittarius, people may seem a bit more stubborn and emotional than usual. Try not to contribute to to it by being vain and stubborn.
Right.
Your day is a 7.
Right. Virgo, your emotions are peaked today. You're spurred to take action. People might have a me-first attitude that may get on your nerves. We're hearing a lot of that today. Watch out for folks. Virgo, your day's a 9.
Leo, there's a spark about to ignite inside you. Pay close attention to your emotions and take care of yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Leo, your day is a 10.
Yeah, so it looks like for a lot of folks, it's, you know, it's really, really good day. And then there's other folks that we need to watch out for. But like those 6s and 7s and 8s in there, it seems like that could easily be a 10.
Yeah.
You just got to watch yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just keep an eye out for everybody today.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Have you seen the people that are trying to sue the water parking in England? Is it in England?
I think it was in England. They're idiots and they got in there at night.
Yeah, they're drunk. 46-year-old woman named in the UK named Claire Vickers broke into a water park with her friend, 44-year-old Barry Douglas. You're old enough to know better. It was around 2 in the morning and both drunk. They crawled under a fence. Once they got in, they made their way to the water slides. The water's not on. Obviously.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So somehow they got some water and splashed some water down one of the slides to make it slick. It's one of those, and it's just straight shot into the pool, whatever. And they didn't realize that down at the bottom there's a sign blocking it off, so they slid right into it. Both of them like shattered their ankles. Claire broke one of them. Claire broke one. Barry broke both.
Idiots.
Oh, and then neither one of them could walk, and nobody was around. So they had to bang on the slide for 2 hours until somebody heard them.
Oh, my
then
God.
Then it took another hour to get help there.
Yeah.
Because you imagine it's all locked up. How are they going to get in?
It's all locked up. You're in an awkward spot, too. Like, usually the end of the slide is a little bit out into the water. You know what I mean? Like, I have a vision of what this looks like.
They didn't make it to the water.
No,
that's
I'm saying.
That's the thing. They didn't make it.
Wasn't there a sign at the bottom? Isn't that
what
they're at?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Bang, at the bottom of the slide. They didn't make the water.
No. But they're still hanging out over top of the water, obviously, because that's where the end of the slide is.
No, it's like land. It's land level.
Awkward. Still.
It's land. It's at the bottom of the slide. It's at land level. That part of it's not the issue. It's getting in there with the paramedics and whatnot because it's all locked up. And now, they want to sue.
They should have security there for a start.
I'm sorry, what? They should have had what?
They should have security there.
They should have had security there, they're saying.
For a start. And the fence should be secured, and there will be legal action being taken.
The fence should be secured from idiots like us.
You're saying that if they'd fixed the fence, if they put security so that at their own expense, then we wouldn't have been able to go down the slide, which you shouldn't have been going down in the first place.
There's 100%.
I just think that everybody makes a mistake. Everybody has got drunk at some point in their life and made a silly choice, and that's what this was.
Okay, that's great, but so then own it, as you just did.
Yeah.
And I would say walk away, but you can't.
Oh!
That just occurred to me. But you're going to sue them?
No, they're idiots. They're completely, because they're not going to win. And if the water park is smart, because I think they're thinking that maybe they'll settle and just give them some sort of money. You know what I mean? Water park, if I were these people, I'd be like, no.
The good news is the water park's not pressing charges for trespassing.
Yeah, thank God.
Good for them, I suppose.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Okay, so here's a cool hobby. 28-year-old Chelsea Brown likes to buy old heirlooms and then track down their rightful owners to give them back.
Oh, what a unique hobby.
Right? You get to play detective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get to be on like one of those people on those TV shows that finds old stuff. Maybe it's worth something.
Yeah.
But you don't care. Because mm-hmm. you're going to be detective. And you're going to find the people it belongs to. I think that's amazing. So she recently did it with... She recently did it with an old photo album that she bought in New York. And guess what? I think if you think about this for a minute, you know where it's going. She discovered that she was these people's distant cousin.
What? Of this photo album that I found at the flea market, I enlisted my dad, who is a genealogist, for help. We might have just found something in a 1930 census. And just out of pure luck, we found the family. And wait for it. We found out that we're actually related. I mean, it's a far-off relation, but still, what a coincidence.
That's so crazy and very cool.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Two kids from Colorado, aged 6 and 8, flying solo for the first time to go see their grandparents in Seattle. Did you ever do that when you were a kid?
No.
Did it all the time. We lived in, my mom lived in...
I feel like your mom was a little bit of everywhere. You were Alaska.
We lived in Alaska.
Washington.
And my dad lived still at the farm in Seattle. And I was like 5. That's a long flight.
Yeah.
I realize that now. I'm like, oh my God.
Pack you on. Did you up, have send like, you on your way?
I was cute too. I was tender. There was a lot of reasons to abduct me. I don't know. It never happened. But
did they have a flight attendant that like walked you on and like sat you down and then took you off? Like that was your attendant?
I remember having a little note on my shirt. On one particular flight, having a little note on my shirt like, "Hi, I'm Chet," whatever, and it did something like that, and they had it pinned on with the little plastic wings, and I couldn't wait to get that thing off of me.
Oh,
I was a good kid. I would just sit and read. I would just sit and read and drink soda.
That's all it took.
So these two kids from Colorado are flying solo for the first time to see their grandparents in Seattle. So that's a solid, what, four hour?
Yeah, minimum 3.
Probably. It's that far from here. So going to see the grandparents. Mom, of course, and you know how parents are these days, too. They're not going to let them out of their sight for a second.
No.
So mom's kind of freaking out a little bit when she dropped the kids off at the gate, rightfully so. The pilot came up the jetway. The captain, not a gate agent, not a flight attendant, the pilot, came back up the jetway to let her know he's probably watching from the cockpit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And probably sees this emotional, he's just sense it on her face. He comes back to let the mom know that they're going to be fine. And he told her to look out the window, to stand there and watch, because you're going to watch the plane leave.
Yes.
She sees both kids hanging out in the cockpit before the plane took off. One of the kids looks out and sees mom and is waving from the cockpit window. And mom takes a picture.
And it's so cute.
That's fantastic. It's so good. That's not even it yet. So let's continue. There's a 38-year-old in Minnesota named Laura. She battled COVID last year. It took her eyesight.
Oh, no.
I didn't know COVID did that.
Yeah.
Take your eyesight. She's not going to let that hold her back. Earlier this year, she reached out to an organization called United in Stride, a group that matches visually impaired runners with guides. And on Sunday, she ran and finished her very first marathon.
Good for her.
She'd never done it. She'd never done it before, even when she was sighted.
Yeah.
And did it now that she cannot see. Amazing. And if that doesn't have you a blubbering mess already, listen to this. A kid in England who's autistic told his dad all he wanted for his 15th birthday was a friend.
How sad.
Are you kidding me? So dad did what everybody does and took it to social media. And you shouldn't be shocked to find out 50,000 people, 50,000 people sent birthday messages and said they would be his friend, including Mark Hamill from Star Wars.
Oh, that's really cool.
It was briefly the top trending topic on Twitter. Top trending topic on Twitter. Russell Crowe, Sharon Stone, and Ariel Winter from Modern Family also reached out to say happy birthday and said they would be happy to hang out with him.
That is so cool.
And it's such an interesting collection of people.
Yeah.
As well. But that's, it's really great. And it's your good, and that's a whole bunch of really good feeling stories of the day.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Back in the day, like when Reagan was president, they had the Cold War. We've all seen the shows. We've all seen the movies. We've all seen that stuff. U.S. versus Russia.
Yes.
A battle for world supremacy and world dominance and all that kind of stuff. And kids, like they do drills in school. What do you do if the Russians launch a nuke? You know, and stuff like that.
Was
that serious? That's if you ask people what their biggest concern was, it's always the economy and then the Russians. It was always it's about to re-inflame. Forget about the North Koreans. Forget about the Chinese. The Russians. And I'll tell you why in just a moment.
Oh, I'm nervous now.
Don't be nervous. I'm just saying.
Because I know
because the one who's going to ignite the fight's going to win it for our side. I'll tell you the story in a minute. That mixtape, just speaking of the 80s, that mixtape tour thing, which is probably more 90s, but you know what I'm saying. That mixtape tour with New Kids on the Block, what is it, New Kids, En Vogue, Salt-N-Pepa, and the legendary, I understand that's how he's supposed to be built, the legendary Rick Astley.
Yes.
I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing.
I'd love to get Rick rolled. It'd be awesome.
Is there more meaning behind that? Or
no,
what are you saying?
Because I feel I've never seen him in person, so it'd be funny. It'd be good.
Oh, you'd like to get Rick rolled in person?
Like in person, yeah.
How would that work?
I don't know.
Into your room right there? Hi, I'm Rick Astley.
No, wouldn't it be great though, as if like one of the
never
other artists is on the stage?
Never gonna let you, and he starts doing the dance, and then he just turns around and walks out?
No, but I'm talking about like on the stage, like there's another performer on the stage, and all of a sudden he just busts in and the track happens.
That's only the Foo Fighters. But we have tickets for that at 8 o'clock. We'll do a 177-second survey. We also have that Legends of Hip Hop tour, Nightmare on Q Street, with starring Ice Cube,
mm-hmm.
and N2 Deep, and Warren G, and Exhibit, and more. We have tickets for that for a final exam today. So now, if you're ready for this, the Cold War is about to reignite, ladies and gentlemen. And you know who's going to start it and end it? Tom Cruise.
Why Tom Cruise?
Russia has just sent a veteran astronaut, Anton Shkaplerov. Shkaplerov. Yeah. Shkaplerov.
There.
I like that one.
See? Actress, actor, Yulia Parisild. And movie producer Klim Shchepenko to the International Space Station to make an original feature film. It is tentatively. I make it through all those Russian names, and then I can't say tentatively.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because of the Russian names that you couldn't say it.
What kind of BS is that? It's tentatively titled Challenge, and it will be the world's first ever movie filmed in orbit. The plot revolves around a surgeon played by the Yulia, who hurries to the space station to save a crew member who was struck by debris and is in need of an urgent operation mid-orbit. After shooting the necessary footage in space, Shchepenko is going to complete the movie on Earth, where he will film any additional scenes that are needed. Well, that sounds just fine, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. Now you've incurred the wrath of one Tom Cruise.
Oh, no. What did Tom say?
Tom is now technically in second place when it comes to the modern-day space race. last year, he revealed that he was working with NASA and Elon Musk's SpaceX program because he wanted to star in the very first movie that was filmed in space. And they were all going to try and get there. And now Tom Cruise has been beaten to the punch. And if you think he's going to take that lion down and there won't be some sort of retribution, you don't know Tom Cruise.
No, absolutely not.
A $200 million film that will also be partially shot on the International Space Station. But if things start going down, you know why. And just I'm just telling you, you were warned here.
It's Tom Cruise versus the Russians.
Thank you. It's like Rocky all over again. Tom Cruise versus the Russians. And I got to be honest, I'm betting on Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you should.
I am.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Kelly, are you really shocked that Kelly Clarkson's getting everything out of her divorce?
I am a little shocked in that because, not that I've been following it intently, I was under the impression that her ex-husband was going to get this Montana ranch that they had acquired together, and that was kind of his piece.
He's living there right now.
He's living there. Like, this is yours. You take it. Let's call it quits kind of thing. And now all of a sudden it's like, okay, we're officially divorced and we're just getting the property, and Kelly Clarkson's going to get the property instead.
Yeah, because she bought it with her money.
With her money. I know. Trust and believe. But you know how, like, you see these divorces, and it's like usually you get, like, this person gets something. Because, you know, you've been in the relationship and you guys bought it together, technically, when you were married. So the prenup that they had said that everything that she had before was hers.
Sure.
And then obviously they had to divvy up because she became extremely successful.
Well, and isn't his family rich?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the deal? Doesn't he have his own money?
He has
somebody's money.
He has money, but it's not Kelly Clarkson money. He doesn't have Kelly Clarkson
money.
This
is what I'm saying. Doesn't he have his own money? Yeah. So the answer is yes.
I believe so.
Right. His family's got. So that's, yeah. And if they had a good agreement, what this does tell me is that this is not amicable.
No, you could tell it's not. He, I guess, won't leave the ranch. He's like, no, this is where I've been staying. And, like, is trying to immediately file a petition or something like that as soon as the judge ruled that it was Kelly's property. Because they have multiple properties to split up, including a couple other places in Montana. But this is the big one. I guess he immediately was like, no.
Who filed? Who asked for the divorce? Do you know?
I think she did. Everything I'm getting, everything I'm taking away from it is she filed for divorce.
But we don't know.
I don't know for sure.
We don't know. Because it definitely looks that way.
Yeah.
And man, if he did.
You're an idiot.
Way to go, dummy. You were paying it. That wasn't. So even though, but everything that was acquired during the marriage was to be split 50-50. Well, maybe would be great or not great. The part that I find entertaining, I guess, because it's sad. Divorce sucks. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. It's awful. But she's obviously bitter because it's like, okay, you can have 50%. You can have this. I want that. That thing that you like, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
I bought that. I don't know. And somehow they got a judge to say yes.
To agree to it.
Oh, man, that's dirty.
I also think that he doesn't look like the greatest person right now because remember a few weeks ago it came out that they were talking about awarding him spousal support, like $10,000
a month,
or something like that in spousal support. And she was still going to be the majority with the kids. Like, they weren't splitting 50-50. Like, she would have main custody of the kids. So it's like, okay, why do you need $10,000 spousal support when she is still going to have the kids 90% of the time?
Because that's spousal support. That's not child support.
I know.
That's
but
spousal support.
I also think that kind of ruffled some feathers.
So that he can stay in the lifestyle that he... Oh, sure, you can have cash, but I'm going to take all the stuff you like.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
New poll, 30% of people say that they're from a state only if they were born there. 20% say they're from a state if they've lived there 1 to 10 years. Another 18% say it's only if they've been in a state more than 10 years. Somebody asks you where you're from. When can you finally say where you're from?
Oh.
When can you claim it?
See, that's funny because I don't say that I'm from Nevada. I say that I'm from Las Vegas.
No, the only people that say they're from Nevada are Reno.
Yeah, right? Like, I...
They're embarrassed.
Yeah, like, I would never... like, when people ask, I'm like, oh, no, I'm from Las Vegas.
I think that's a general thing, though. I mean, the state-city part wasn't important to me. Like, when can you say you're from... I don't know. It's weird.
I say... I've been here 6 years, and I say that I'm from Las Vegas. Yeah, I say I'm from Las Vegas. The only time I ever say that I'm from Florida, which is like where I was born and raised, is if somebody from Las Vegas asks where I'm from.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only other time.
It's kind of a, yeah, it's like, well, they're almost two different questions.
Yeah.
To me. But we've talked about when can you claim, where are you from? Las Vegas. I guess.
Yeah. Like, Chet, where are you from?
I usually go second level, though. I go, where am I from or where do I live?
Oh, so you asked the question, yeah.
You know, a lot of times.
I claim Las Vegas now. I don't even question it anymore.
What if I flipped it like this? What if they said, where's your home?
Ooh.
Yeah, now you'd say Las Vegas.
Yeah, Maddie, you've been here not even 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your home? Answer honestly.
Rhode Island, yeah.
Yeah. See, no,
and she different.
She was worried that if she didn't say Las Vegas, she'd be in trouble. You could tell. She's like, oh, my God, are they going to all hate me? No, I think everybody understands that. And there's a lot of people here from other places.
Yeah.
There's a lot more people that are born and raised here than it gets credit for.
Mm-hmm.
But because there's nobody from there. Yeah,
there's a lot of people.
How did we get all these schools? what are you talking about? No, but I would still say. Where's Maddie from? Rhode Island.
Yeah. But it's only been a few weeks for her. If you have someone ask you, where is Kayla from?
Well, where's your home? Yeah, where are you from? Where are you from? Florida.
Where's your home?
Las Vegas.
Yeah. Easy. Easy peasy. So is it over a year? Did we figure it out? Is it like more than...
Well, it's certainly, and this isn't very much fun for this debate, but... You know, when you know, you know. I don't know if you could put it. I don't know that you could put a time limit on.
See, it's so funny because now that I've gotten engaged, I've lived in Vegas for 6 years. I got engaged in Vegas. We bought a house. It was the first place I bought my first house was Vegas. So it's like, I consider Vegas home. Like, this is my home.
You know what? I'll say this way. If you've been through three life events and a summer with 115 in it.
You're
one of us.
I love it.
You're one of us. Yeah. When do you? Because we've talked about that. When do you become a local? I think that's a better question.
Yeah.
When do you become a local?
When you do. And this is changes for me. Like you said, when life significance happens, when something significant in your life happens here, that's when you become a local. Whatever comes first.
How many life events? I mean,
one.
I was joking.
I'm one.
I was joking around. Three life events in a summer with 115.
Nah.
Then you're a local. Then you've earned your stripes.
I think one life event, then you can claim that's home.
When you've gone more than 6 months, this sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy bit. If you have a car out in front of your house, you might be a redneck. If you have been through, what'd you just say?
One life event. I think if you go one life event, like whether that's getting engaged, moving in with your significant other, buying a house, whatever.
Andrea's a better expert on this than any of us, even though I've been here 20 some odd years. You were born and raised. Yeah, Andrea, where'd you go to school?
Schaff. I went to Schaff, bro.
Yeah, you did. You know what? She knows what she's talking about. She's
go Cowboys?
Yeah, she's East Side. She knows what she's talking about. That's real Vegas.
Yeah,
I'm not lying. That's real Vegas.
Yeah, it's OG.
That is.
Okay, so if you're not born and raised here, when can you claim being a local?
If you're not born, I mean, you can claim being a local. Okay. A local. I'm gonna go. What? A decade.
Oof.
You can claim
10 years.
But, like, I love Kayla. She shouldn't claim Vegas. I love Kayla, but she's got to claim. When people say, "Where are you from?" She's got to say Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Right? Or no?
I've been told by so many people. I'm like, I lived here for like.
She lives in Vegas. But she's not from Vegas.
I've been told by so many people that, like, I am a lot, like, even, like, my friends from back in my home state, like, where I was born and raised in Florida, they will tell me, they're like, no, you're a Las Vegas resident. And I'm like, yeah, 1,000%. I'll agree with that. Like, because I've been here for 6 years. I feel like a decade's too much. But I have to go, Andrea is the pro at this. I mean, she's born and raised.
Here's the thing. She went to CHAP. Don't lie. Don't argue with her because she'll shank you. the girl can take a punch. I guarantee it. I guarantee you. No, you learn things over there. And I say that with love, and I say that with love and reverence. Wow, a decade,
Andrea.
Boy race
is a decade.
That's hardcore.
Okay,
that's hardcore. You know what? The phones. Let it give us a second to get these calls in order. 702-364-9898. How long? I have two questions then. Since 177-second survey, by the way, is going to be a game, the game that you cannot lose.
Okay.
It's the game that you cannot lose. We'll do that coming up at 8 o'clock for mixtape tour tickets and KOTB and Vogue, Salt-N-Pepa, the legendary Rick Astley.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up in a minute. How long before you can claim, or what do you have to do or go through before you can claim to be a Vegas local?
I'm interested.
Because the where you're from question is, I don't know, it's weird to me.
But how long till you can claim that?
How long before, yeah.
This is home.
How long for, or what do you have to go through? I'm going to amend what I said. I'm going to go with two major life events and a summer with 115.
Okay.
And you can claim Las Vegas local status.
Okay.
I think. I remember the moment, though, when I knew. It was at the end of Toy Drive, and I knew this was my home.
Oh, the very first Toy Drive that you did?
No. Okay. It was the end of, like, the seventh Toy Drive. I don't know.
Just felt right.
No, and I knew. No, and I broke down. I had a total breakdown.
Aww.
And I went, this is my home. I think it was after I came back from the big mistake. But I had a total breakdown at the end of Toy Drive. And I went, this is my home.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. I just knew. 702-364-9898. Let's get it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When, Shelly, are you able to say, or Charlie, I don't know which one's going to answer. When are you able to say that you're a Las Vegas local? And they left. I will answer that question then. In the case of Charlie, you can say you're a Las Vegas local now when you have represented your city's favorite sports team at the All-Star game.
That is a life, that is a big life moment right there.
You're a Vegas kid at that point.
Yeah.
You are a Vegas kid at that point. Maggie, you're born and raised 3 generations here in Las Vegas. When are you allowed to say that you're a Las Vegas local in your eyes?
I would say, and it's so cheesy Hallmark, but I think home is where your heart is. I don't care where you were born. I think if you believe that Vegas is your home, then that's your home, even if you were born in New York.
What if you've, well, yeah, I guess if Maddie, who's answering the phone right now, but if Maddie said, I'm a Vegas kid and she's been here 6 weeks, you buy that?
Yeah, if she loves Vegas, but if she still misses Red Island, then that's your home.
That's a good point.
That's deep thinking. That's deep thinking. I always give our listeners credit for being the funniest and the best looking. Sometimes.
Like
sometimes
my dad claims Florida and specifically our hometown, even though he was a military brat growing up and they moved all over the place. And he was born in Japan. You know what I mean? So it's like.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? My in-laws are the same deal. He was my father-in-law was a chief in the Air Force.
Yeah.
So they were from all over the place. But I think he claimed Illinois, but he claimed Illinois is where he was from, but San Antonio was home.
Okay.
Because I think they spent the most time there. It's interesting. Brandy, you were born in Cali, moved back and forth. When can you claim that you're a Vegas local?
Well, I was going to tell a funny joke and say that it's when you no longer visit the Strip, but...
No, seriously. I was going to wrap with that.
Funny.
When you stop going to the Strip, unless you have relatives in town or you're getting paid, or you just go, let's go to that restaurant.
Yeah.
Or you're going to a show. Like, you have a definitive... You don't just end up there. And you don't just go for fun. You go for a purpose.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, but in all seriousness, I would agree with it's where your heart is. Like, I grew up here as a kid. We moved back to California when I was 11. But at that point, like, I had a lot of growing up to do. And I always, even in California, was like, no, I'm from Vegas. I'm from Vegas. They're like, but you were born here. I was like, I don't care. That's where I grew up. That's my home. And as soon as we moved back, it was like a fullness in my heart. And I'm home.
Oh, I love that. Thank you, Brandy. That's good. Well, is everybody just going to say it's where your heart is? Monita, is that what you're going to say too? Hello?
Hello?
Monita? Is it Monita?
Hi. Yeah, Monita. Well, yeah, it's short because my other name's complicated.
No, bring it. Bring it. I'm a professional. I'm not afraid of you. What's your name is?
My family originally in the States, but... My family came back here back in the 1970s.
Your phone keeps cutting out. Sammy, when can you claim Vegas?
Yo, once you eat at Macayo's, which is now rebranded to Eddie's out off Flamingo, you can say you're from Vegas. But until you eat Macayo's, you can't say it.
It's now Macayo's/now Eddie's. I'm going.
But if you go to Eddie's, what's your tie to this? Are you getting money for this right now? Or are you getting free advertising? What are you doing?
Chet, man. Chet, listen, I grew up there, dude. I freaking
I got you.
Bottles there.
No,
I was born and raised there.
No, that's real. And my question was real too, and I don't care if you're getting free advertising, that's fine. No, you're right though. Macayo's is a spot that if you go, Macayo's is my jam, that probably qualifies you as a local.
100%. I mean, I think that qualifies for any other kind of place like El Torito. I don't know. Do you know El Torito?
Oh, yeah, El Torito. No. Do I know El Torito? El Torito, Johnny Max. Okay, where else? El Torito, Johnny Max, Wands. I would say Wands. Where else? Where else?
Does Timbers count or no?
But yeah. It's like a, I think it's Timbers a chain. Counts. I mean.
Yeah, but it's local, right?
That's true.
They don't have them in other cities.
I've never seen it anywhere else.
Timbers is probably, Timbers.
I mean, Timbers, the food, probably a 5 out of 10, but, you know, like,
easy.
The experience, I guess.
Easy.
I like the Timbers food, dude. I eat the heck out of it.
Yeah, we used to go for breakfast all the time.
Oh, it's so bomb.
We go for breakfast all the time on the weekend. Sammy's right. And I think, if I say Dottie's and you know what I'm talking about, bam,
then you're a local.
I don't care if you've gone or not. But if I say Dottie's and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That word, same thing, PT's, terribles.
Yes.
Terrible's. If I say go to Terrible's and you can tell me what that place is, you're a local.
Done.
Oh, there's a bunch of that.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
21 years ago today, CSI was born.
Can't believe it's been that long. That's so crazy.
And we are so... By the way, congratulations, Anthony. 21 years.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And now it comes back. 16 years, it was on the CBS. Why did it go away? Anthony Zeiker's the creator. And I don't want to get to the origin story in a minute. Anthony Zeiker's the creator of CSI Vegas. And is a Vegas guy.
Yeah.
And so why did it go away in 2016?
Well, we had an awesome run, 804 episodes over the course of 16 seasons, and did 4 shows, CSI Vegas, Miami, New York, and CSI Cyber.
Yeah.
I think the audience was a little tired. We had 4 different shows on the air at the same time. We lost some actors, and you know they first canceled CSI Cyber, then Miami got taken off the air unceremoniously, probably 3 seasons too shy. And then New York went down, 197 episodes, 3 shy of 200, which is such a bummer.
Yeah.
And then they took CSI off the air, and that was it. The finale was September 27th, 2015. And I wrote that last scene where Billy Peterson and Georgia Fox got on a boat and went to the sunset, and that was the franchise.
And I'll say it so you don't have to. And then they realize the error of their ways.
Yes.
Like, they come back around.
You know what's worse than that? Is Disney saying no to it in the year 2000. That was even worse than ABC
wow.
passed.
That is yeah, not CBS like... That's so crazy.
Who besides Disney?
$2 billion swing, by the way. $2 billion swing to say no to that.
Wow.
That's where it was really rolling back in those days.
Everybody has those stories, too. We always forget. We always think, oh, yeah, they wrote it. It's brilliant. We love it. We'll mm-hmm. take it. Who, if you had to guess, could you count the number of people that said no before CBS finally said yes?
Oh, yeah, it's easy, too. ABC said no, and actually three. Fox and NBC said in October, they didn't want to see me because the pitching season was too late in the game. October is late to pitch a show for the following fall.
Yeah.
And then Bruckheimer called up CBS and said, look, I can't promise you'll buy this thing, but it'll be the best pitch of the year. And I walked in. There was a lady there, Nina Tassler. I pitched her the show by herself, opened my eyes, and she said, I'll buy it. I also bought this new show called Survivor. So she bought that and Survivor the same day, and we're both still on the air.
I just picture this being like a Shark Tank scenario where you walk, except it's just one shark, and you're sitting there, and it's like all the pressure is out, and like you got to go in there and like deliver this product sell. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
But you don't get an hour and a half like they get.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was the guy who was in charge of Disney and the guy who was in charge of ABC were both in the urinal. Okay, that's a true story. And Bob Iger looked over at Michael
Eisner.
What's his name? Eisner.
Yeah.
And said, why are we paying for half a show that's not on our network? Because Touchstone was financing it. And in the urinal, they decided to tell Michael to pass on CSI. and then CBS bought it. And Alliance Atlantis from Canada put in the financing for it, this little company. And they called me back 5 years later and said, by the way, our Canadian company, we're retiring. Thanks for the show. 5 years later.
That's so...
This story gets better as we work.
I know!
And then you just threw out this Jerry Bruckheimer reference like it was nothing. Bruckheimer was and still is, a huge name in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. What was your connection with him that he would vouch for you to CBS?
This is good for your listeners out there. I wrote a movie called The Harlem Globetrotter Story for Columbia Pictures that never got made, but the script was pretty great. That
obviously.
I know, but it was pretty good until, you know. Anyway, it ended up on Bruckheimer's desk because he was starting his television wing, and he had this thing called Soldier of Fortune on the air for like a half a second. They read the script, liked the script, called me in. I talked about forensics, went on a ride-along in Vegas with Metro, went in to pitch the show, and Bruckheimer doing a CSI was cool to advertisers. It got greenlit, and we just shot to stardom those first five seasons.
The way I always remember the legend, this is Anthony E. Zeiker, CSI Vegas. It's back, baby. Mm-hmm. It's back on CBS tonight, 21 years to the day after the original CSI aired. The way I always remember the legend, and I believe you confirmed this for us a few years ago, but were you driving a tram at MGM?
Close. I was a tram host at the Mirage Hotel. That little green tram that goes from Mirage to Treasure Island was my tram. Now, that tram, I didn't drive it. It drove me.
Sure.
It was this manual thing that went back and forth. But that's where I would, that's who you would dream. You know, I had four college degrees. I was 26 years old. I was on this tram, making $8 an hour on the graveyard shift at the Mirage with Mr. Wynn walking around left and right. And then, you know, on that tram, I would be thinking about, you know, big ideas. And one of those ideas I was thinking about was TV and CSI and the rest is history.
Wow.
That's really I love that.
I mean, a great.
I still love that
your
story
in itself is something to be written as well. You know what I mean? Like, that would make for a great, like, just like, I'd go see that in the movies. So that's kind of cool.
Well, for all young people that dreamed to change the world, only child from Las Vegas, myself, sat down, wrote a script on a blank piece of paper, got it in the right hands, worked really hard, and, you know, changed the world. It could happen. It happened here.
What was the, when the money started rolling in, what was the first big thing you bought that you were like, I never thought I'd have one of these?
I bought a Ferrari.
Attaboy.
Oh,
attaboy.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. Well, congratulations on, you know, on sticking with it too. Cause it would be easy to just sit back and go, you know what? I'm done. And now, slinging pizzas at Fly Pie.
No, never done.
That's never not
done.
You.
We're opening up, we're doing restaurants, Fly Pie in Henderson, the drive through pizzeria, launching children's book companies. All kinds of fun stuff to be creative. Very, very important to stay motivated and creative, you know, in this town.
Yeah.
And just fun to give back.
I've told Kayla a little bit about Zeiker Press,
but I want to hear it from you. Like, tell me about Zeiker Press and what you guys are doing with books and giving back to the school system.
Yeah, so my wife's an educator. She taught at John C. Vandenberg Elementary School for 18 years, and we combined forces we would interview these kids with divorce, cyberbullying, racism, body image, single issues, and they would give us their stories, interview the parents and the child. I would write the script in their voice for 16 and a half pages. We'd hire graphic novel people to go and animate the books. And we raise money in the community and buy our own books for $7 and give them to the schools for free. We've given away $1 million in books, 19 schools in Clark County. And when these kids get these books in graphic novel form, you know, they always say the same thing. I was very anxious because I'm suffering from this issue. But because this individual got through it, I feel a lot better. So it's a very, very important initiative to help children in Clark County.
Yeah.
That's
really cool
really
stuff.
Really cool.
And again, today through the weekend, Fly Pie giving away, here's the dirty secret. Fly Pie always gives a portion of the proceeds to Zeiker Press.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an emphasis on it now through the weekend, portion of the proceeds at Fly Pie. If you want to know more, go to flypie.pizza. And congratulations again. CSI Vegas is back. We're doing a little private event tonight at Fly Pie. You know, inviting some folks over, and we're going to have some pizza and watch the show. And,
nice.
And by the way, we'll have an author there for divorce. Her name is Sophia Recca. She will be talking to the crowd about her story of divorce, which is very emotional for her. We'll be giving out her book for free tonight. And all proceeds are tax-free, 501c3 write-off. And it should be a big CSI premiere at Fly Pie. So we really, really appreciate the coverage.
Yeah.
There
no worries,
go.
Man. I'll see you later tonight.
Yes, sir. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Congratulations
guys.
Again. We'll see you. Anthony E. Zeiker, the creator of CSI. The whole thing, all of the franchises started on the overnight shift at the tram at the Mirage.
That's so funny.
I love that story. You never, ever know. Always keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. And we love that.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
You know, before we go, I am a bad DJ, bad morning host, poor tease. This is the real tease. There's one food that has no expiration date and can actually last forever. We'll tell you what it is in a moment.
Mm.
That's the proper tease to that bit. Traditional battleships. So I'll just start with this. Traditional battleships are no longer used by any Navy worldwide.
Hmm.
Anybody, you would think they'd be around.
Yeah.
But battleships as we know them no longer. Most were decommissioned following World War II. So they go back that far and were stopped then. The U.S. maintained four of them that were in and out of service until the 1990s.
Oh, that's interesting.
But traditional battleships gone. The top toys today. We've always heard about this about your phone and whatnot, too. The top toys of today have more computer power than the Apollo 11 mission to the moon.
I have heard that, yeah.
It makes sense.
That's so crazy to think about.
Within 2.5 years, everybody always complains in the smaller towns about Walmart coming in.
Yeah.
Destroys local business and all that. And that's true, and it's sad.
Yeah.
But within 2.5 years of a Walmart being built, the houses within a mile of the store go up in value 1-3%.
Oh, okay. Stimulating economies.
I guess.
Some way.
Waldo from Where's Waldo is only called Waldo in the American versions of the book. In most other countries, he's either Wally or Willy.
Where's no Willy? Where's does Willy? Not sound like a game I want to play.
Oh, you've played. Where's Wally? Yeah, I wonder why. Why did we do? I get why not. Why Where's Willy? I mean, they may have tried, but then somebody went, "Hey, you should really rethink this." And then no, but why not? Where's Wally? Why Waldo?
I don't know. Because America has to be its own thing, I guess.
The only food that has no expiration date and can actually last forever. Well, I don't know if it's the only one that has no expiration.
Ooh.
But it's the only food that can actually last forever is?
Marshmallows?
No. Oh. No, you never seen a moldy marshmallow?
I've never seen a moldy. I eat them too fast.
No, I just like saying moldy marshmallow. Maddie, you want to take a swing at it?
The only thing I can think of is a cracker.
No, God, you ever had a stale cracker? A gross cracker? Yuck. There's no expiration date on honey.
Ah, that's right.
And it's the only food that can actually last forever. How about that? The more you know, before we go. Look at that, right on time. Let's, Kayla's got a joke, and then we'll, I think that's enough for one day. Bounce out of here right after this.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Were we talking about last week, the Conjuring House? The Conjuring House?
Yeah, and how that's on our Airbnb or something.
Yeah, that was close to you, right? You knew something about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's based out of Rhode Island.
Oh, yeah, well, that's close to you. That's closer than we are. Did you see this one, too? And this has been around for a day or so, but Maryland couple learned they got a really great deal on their dream home. Why? Because it's the house where a Catholic priest performed an exorcism on a teenage boy and it inspired the hit 1971 novel and movie, The Exorcist.
Oh!
3-bedroom house in Cottage City, Maryland. Going for cheap at $377,000.
Hard pass.
More than 50 grand lower than its estimated value. Well, previous buyers had bailed out. They didn't know why. So they went ahead and they said, hey, great. We'll take it.
Okay.
They closed on their home in August. And then they found out, because they wanted to know more about the house because it's got some history. You know, it's got history just because it's been around.
Yeah.
So they did an online search of the house. And then they found out it was the Exorcist house.
Yeah.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was, oh, God, this is going to tank our resale value. said Danielle, the couple said they're not afraid. They're fine. Danielle is cool with it. Danielle and Ben, what a lovely couple.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle said she was knowledgeable about the occult and that demons haunt people. They do not haunt properties.
Yeah.
So whatever. I think just by shooting your mouth off like that, you're just inviting it in. But that's all right. But I don't know. But yeah, you're out.
Oh, no, I'm definitely
not. Are you in?
Yeah.
That would be even more interesting to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd be down to test the theory. Why not?
Cheap are you?
House, get, what, yeah, heck yeah.
I...
I'll tell you right now, you like to invite people over for football Sundays. I'm never going to your house, ever.
Is it the only house available? You know, house strapped for cash, aren't we?
It is a hot market right now.
Can I afford another house?
Yeah, right.
Is it really my dream house? You know, there's a lot of factors.
Sure.
But I'm not running out to get it. Oh, the Exorcist house is available.
Awesome.
Damn, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Party. I don't know.
No.
I'd have Gary Spivey come over.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
And maybe one of them people with them smudge pots.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, but I think smudge pots are the real deal. All right, cool. Oh, my God. We got to go now. Kayla's got a joke.
So what's the difference between sanitizer and moisturizer?
I don't know, but I just took it dirty.
So one will burn your eyes and the other will moisturize.
Oh, moisturize. Ah! Like there should be a follow-up line that has something to do with your thighs, but I'm not sure what
nothing
that
like
is.
No.
I don't know what that is. I mean, and that's not me taking it dirty that time. I just there's something gonna go now. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.